Well, you can say, I just say beads. I say, ah, that's a pretty string of beads you got around your neck.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say, one man really, what, the other one?
Beat the other one. Beat that man. The other man.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his...
Side. No. No, side's up there. Wait a minute now, I'll tell you directly. Ooh, the calf of your leg. That's the calf down there.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
stingy man or stingy woman, either one.
Suppose a person's wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say, that person really looks
bad.
Okay.
And the gypsy's the only thing I used to see wearing them funny-looking clothes. All kind of clothes.
Well, now, would you ever use the words dutchy or slouchy or tacky when you were talking about somebody's clothes?
Mm-hmm. I say, when they don't, a woman is a man, don't keep the clothes up on them like they should be. I say, that's a slouchy woman or a slouchy man, either one.
And what do you call it if a woman's wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
I tell you what I say. I say, what I say when she put on her best clothes. You know, in the week you mean on Sunday.
On Sunday.
Oh, I just say she really looks nice.
Okay. And what would you say in the week?
I'd say this like this. I say, I'd save mine for, see, that dress to be at the church.
Uh-huh.
She put on the best she had, you know, and ran it around in the street.
Okay. Well, now, if a man is wearing his best clothes, what would
I'd say the same thing. I'd say, you better put them up for church.
Okay. And then on Sunday, if he's all dressed up, what would you say?
Oh, I'd say, you look nice.
Okay. What word would you use to mean an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, he certainly is, what, for his age?
Spry.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
lazy. I can tell you that right now. That's lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Tomtit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that the one that goes tap, 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 tap on the tree?
He'll make it, but a tomtit is a small little bird. He'll get to a post that is sort of rotten-like, you know, a
mm-hmm.
tree that is rotten, and he keep a picking in there, and he get him a little nest, and he go in there and make his nest.
Well, now, do you all have any of the birds that have the red heads on them?
Oh, yeah, them Lord Gods, we told them.
Well, now, do they tap on the tree?
Oh, yeah. They'll tap them, just like that on the tree.
Uh-huh.
Make it rattle like.
Okay. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshoppers.
What do you call an old house that people might say spirits lived in?
Oh, God. What would I call it?
Uh-huh. That kind of house.
A haunted house.
Okay. And somebody might be afraid to go past a cemetery at night because he might be afraid he'd see...
a spirit.
What do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
Let me see now about the black cat. No, black cat. I wonder what you would call them things. Oh, no, I can't remember now.
Well, what are some things that people do say bring bad luck?
See, what if it do say things bring bad luck? What did... what do you say? Say it again.
Okay.
Take your time.
What do people say will bring bad luck?
Well, I can tell you one thing. It's like I got my clothes propped on that line out there.
Uh-huh.
See, if you walk underneath that line, you'll have bad luck. That prop.
Uh-huh.
You must go around it.
Okay. What do people call a person who brings bad luck?